Black Cat has taken the field. And the Cat is elusive. Kind of like Barkley and Elliott.
So is it bad luck for the Giants? Is it bad luck for the Cowboys?
I don't know, but they've stopped playing. The players with hands on hips are watching the Cat run and zigzag all over the field. And the Cat is in the red zone. Now a policeman, a state trooper, has come on the field, and the Cat runs into the end zone. That is a touchdown.
You're listening to the JV Sports Show with your host, JV.
Am I wrong? Cause I wanna get it on till I die. Am I wrong? Cause I wanna get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Y'all remember me. Y'all remember me.
Hey everybody, this is your host JV on the ones and twos, kicking it with you live here on the JV Sports Show, the only show that brings you league news and updates from the fantasy, whatever, ladies and gentlemen, fantasy football league. That's right. And so this is the week 9 recap and the week 10 preview, because I have no clue who's doing what and who's on deck for what. Who's trying to put together fresh content? I think that's dead, and only I'm left, I think, to actually give you what you're looking for, what you know you didn't need in terms of our league updates and recaps and previews. So I guess I'm all that's left, last man standing. I'm the hero that you didn't know you need, but the one you needed. The hero you don't deserve. I don't know. Not all heroes wear capes. Am I right?
Because it's the hero Gotham deserves, but not the one it needs right now.
I'm not sure if everybody had a chance to see that Receipts video, but that is some amazing stuff that we brought to you. We broke that news about Receipts. The fantasy football advisor to the Stars being there with Sean Caleb and advising him on the Mahomes pick. So if you haven't seen that, go ahead to the blog, tgisundays.blog.com.org. Move on. Anyway, you know what? Why don't we go ahead and get to the week 9 recap? Me versus AJ. Well, it came down to the Monday night game, and when it comes to games with just such disappointing endings for one GM, there probably isn't a worse one. Well maybe we'll get to the Caleb Linda matchup later, but my night ended basically on a late Cooper touchdown, giving AJ the win by about 6, and thank you Giants secondary for allowing that. Perm versus Sam. Perm ran away with most of his team getting in on the action, winning 164 to 107. Just a shellacking there. Stafford threw well against my bad Raiders secondary. Even his kicker, Harrison Dick Butker, got in on the action. Caleb versus Linda. Talk about Heartbreak City, Heartbreak Hotel, Sea of Heartbreak, whatever heartbreak you can imagine. That's what Caleb felt on Monday night. Not only with his team losing on a late touchdown fumble recovery by the Cowboys defense that Linda had, but also his Giants lost, and that gave Linda the win for 132 to 128. Nima versus Jason. Jason wins the close one that he needed to keep his playoff hopes alive. I don't know why autocorrect changed that to Holmes alive. But he's got to keep his hopes alive. Not much scoring in this one aside from McCaffrey going bananas on Tennessee. Cadman Sr. versus BPAC. Kenyon Sr. had as much chance to win this as Beto did winning the Democratic nomination. Bro, I'm going to go back, smoke some doobies, maybe get another DUI. It was a dismal showing of 72 points compared to BPAC's 134. The newly acquired Jacobs from Caleb net him 24 points, and Dak had a big day against New York with 27 points. Moyne versus Jeremy. The two top teams battled it out, with Jeremy winning this one 165 to 122. Wilson netted Jeremy 49 points, woo, in a game that had no defense. On the other side, Evans got Moyne 36 points in that same game, but couldn't get much help from his other players. Both teams are the top two teams in the league at 7-2.
God, if you listen, help!
Now for the Week 10 preview, Linda versus me. So maybe I've got a chance this week with Watson on the bye for Linda as she starts Danny Dimes. I'm in a pickle as I'm not sure which QB to start. We've got Rodgers, and then we've got Mahomes. Do I let Mahomes go? Does he look good enough? I don't know. This will be a game time decision for me. So I really don't know if we're going to start Hot Rodgers or Magical Mahomes, but going against a bad Tennessee team. But I'm going to go out on a limb here and pick me. Kadman Sr. versus Perm. Perm is the easy pick here after Kadman Sr.'s painful outing last week. Gordon's going to get yards going against the Raiders, and I expect Lamar to go off on Cincy. And the only player I like on Kadman Sr.'s team is the Niners defense at home against Seattle. So Niners for real. That's the truth right there. Jeremy versus Caleb. These teams are mirror images of each other. And by that, I mean, if you put Jeremy's record of 7-2 up against a mirror, you get Caleb's record of 2-7. So Jeremy for the win, obviously, on this one. BPAC versus Nima. Best friends do battle this week.
It's like when Spock had to fight Kirk on Star Trek. Best friends forced to do battle.
I like BPAC's chances with Jacobs going against a bad Chargers team. I mean, they're mediocre. They're not great, but I don't think they're going to stop Jacobs. But on the other side, he's got Keenan going against the mediocre Raiders secondary. This says Dan, not Dan. Dak is playing pretty well. My notes, I can't read my notes. But we'll face a tough Minnesota defense. And then Nima, on the other hand, he's got some trouble with the tight end spot, with Kittle questionable. Apparently, he wasn't even spotted at practice on Friday. And Eckler, again, has to split time with Gordon, so I don't really see Nima winning this one. AJ versus Jason. AJ is probably going to get this one because he's got Breeze and Kamara back in the lineup. Stupid Cooper is questionable for Sunday. I'm just going to call him that. Stupid Cooper. As always, McCaff is a threat for Jason, not to mention the fact that he's having an MVP season. The guy is just a machine. He's incredible, but I don't think one man can do it all. So I see AJ getting to 500 this week. All right, folks, that's it for the Week 9 recap, Week 10 preview. And hopefully I'm not stepping on anyone's toes if they were planning to write whoever it was the Week 10 preview. But anyway, here it is for you. And have a great weekend. Good luck to all the teams out there. Remember, I'll see you at the game.
Yo, kill her, kill. Kill her, kill, yo.